Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So in this chat, you're going to hear a bit of this.
You're welcome to have a peep at my peepers.
This.
Tunnel vision, where literally all you can see is like looking down a little tunnel, almost like looking through a little, the toilet roll.
Like the start of James Bond.
And this.
To thank him very much for his time, which we know is invaluable. Invaluable or invaluable?
Whichever one's the best one.
Let's go.
Well, hello. I am in the company of a voice you might be familiar with if you're a regular listener to this show, Mr. Christopher Nixon. Hello, sir.
Hello there, Chris. It's always so strange saying hello, Chris, to you. But
Chris, back to you, Chris. Hello, Chris. And we have a guest today. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Gavin Walters. I'm a consultant ophthalmologist over in Harrogate, but also a little bit of time in York as well.
Okay. Well, what are we discussing today, Chris?
Well, it's very kind of Gavin to join us today. And since I know his time is precious, he's one of the senior ophthalmologists here at Harrogate. And we've probably dragged him away from some very important clinic today. He's going to chat about visual loss and perhaps relevant to some of the news that we've had recently about drivers with poor vision continuing to drive. So that's going to be our topic of today.
And being prosecuted as a result, because you were saying off air, people seem to be more concerned with being able to see the telly clearly than they are with being able to drive. As long as you can see Corrie, rather than see where you're going behind the wheel, which doesn't quite seem priorities, right? But
no, I have had that on many occasions, but I sometimes describe it to when my children were little, is that they're actually driving a missile. It can cause a lot of damage, and you have to take this thing very seriously indeed if someone starts to discuss in your poor vision in relation to your driving.
Okay, Gavin, what's your experience in this field?
I think, I see it, I tend to see people with more advanced visual problems and they tend to have been picked up by their optometrists like Chris. The important message to get over is that if you think your vision isn't quite up to driving, legally, you have to test yourself and you have to be able to read a number plate at about 20.5 metres. And if you think you're below it, the important thing is to go along to your optometrist and get your eyes checked, because the most common reason for that actually is glasses. You may just need a change in your glasses, or you might actually just need glasses in the first place. And then there are other causes beyond that that would be picked up, and quite a few of those are reversible causes.
Just on the glasses thing again, off air, you said the biggest reason for blindness in the world is not being or having access to a pair of glasses.
Mm. I mean, this applies mainly to the sort of the developing world, Africa, places like that. But much of the world's population, the poor population, don't have access to just simple things like glasses, which are very inexpensive. So you do have to question sort of the rich Western world, when there's half the world, all you need to do is buy a few pairs of glasses and could save a lot of blindness in the world. But that isn't the case in the UK. You know, everybody has access to good eye care. So, you know, there's no excuses in this country.
So aside from just perhaps a bit of short-sightedness, long-sightedness, stigmatism, what are the other treatable, reversible conditions that you come across, which means people might think they have to give up driving, but turns out they don't?
Well, I suppose treatable and reversible are cataracts. Yeah. Okay, it's a surgical procedure, but the operation we have here at Harrogate is first class. You know, from a point of first referral into the system, we're seeing around, let's say, 6 to 9 months turnaround for patients to have their cataracts operated on and possibly restore their vision for driving. Cataracts cause a good number of problems for driving, especially at night. So, but as I say, it's a fairly straightforward procedure these days. And how many cataracts operations do you perform in Harrogate?
We perform about 1,500 to 2,000 a year. And it is a very good operation. I mean, in the vast majority of people will get significant improvement in their vision. The positive thing these days is we have with lens technology, we put a little implant into the eye in place of the cataract, and we can alter people's need for glasses afterwards. And there are many different types of lenses available these days that can be tailored to the person's eye.
I imagine a lot of people don't want to lose their license because it's a sense of freedom, but they don't necessarily have to give that up either.
Well, one of the possible diseases we should talk about is glaucoma. The common type of glaucoma is basically you'll turn up with no symptoms. You will not be aware you have the condition. But that condition will already be eroding your peripheral field. So important. There's two components. We need sight. You need your central vision. That's got to be nice and accurate. But you need your peripheral vision. You need to notice if a young child, someone on a bike is pulling out from the left or dashing onto the crossing. You need your peripheral field. So we need those. That's why we try and encourage people in their 40s and 50s and 60s to come in just for a routine check to make sure they don't have this condition. And if they do, we usually spot it in the earliest stages. Again, refer it into the district hospital and it's over to these guys again.
Glaucoma is what, for those that don't know?
Why didn't you ask Gavin? He's much better.
Shall we do that? What's glaucoma?
Well, glaucoma, the eye essentially is pumped up like a little bit like a football, but full of fluid. And there's a safety valve so that pressure doesn't get too high, because obviously you can't get blood into the eye if the eye is pumped up too much. And glaucoma essentially is probably an imbalance between the pressure of the eye and the perfusion or blood going into the eye. And that imbalance causes damage to the nerves within the eye and affects the peripheral vision. I mean, fortunately, these days, most people get an eye check, and that will usually pick up the early signs of glaucoma. And as such, that would, with adequate treatment, would prevent, would reduce deterioration. Unfortunately, some people still present quite advanced glaucoma, which affecting their peripheral vision, and it can end up people having what's called tunnel vision, where literally all you can see is like looking down a little tunnel, almost like looking through a little the toilet roll,
like the start of James Bond,
just like that. Yes.
Well,
I hadn't thought of that. So it's important to get glaucoma before it causes the damage, because once the damage has occurred, it doesn't come back.
And it's worth reiterating without going into too much kind of horrendous detail, but it's much better getting this stuff looked into and checked out rather than finding yourself in the courtroom because you haven't been legal to be behind the wheel. That's worst case scenario, so people don't want to get that far.
No, absolutely. And it's so straightforward. Accessibility nowadays, across the high street, to go and have your eyes examined. And as you know, Chris, I think, have we seen you recently here, Chris?
Well, I've had a condition called keratoconus, bent corneas, essentially. So you're welcome to have a peep at my peepers.
I look forward to that, Chris. I look forward to it. But as I say, you're here at Starbeck, you're always welcome to give us a call on 01423 885764, or even visit the website, which from next month is going to be launched in a different format. So watch out for that.
It's already a very fancy website as it is, so we'll see. Excellent. Well, it's wonderful to get your expertise, and thank you so much for giving up your time, Gavin, and Christopher Nixon. Thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you, and I'll repeat what you've just said to Chris, to Gavin, to thank him very much for his time, which we know is invaluable. Invaluable or invaluable?
Whichever one's the best one.
Okay, whichever one's the best. But thank you again, Gavin, for sparing your time this afternoon.
Christopher Nixon, optometrist, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.